Body.
Brahmastuti.
Bhagavad or where?
In Bhagavad, 10th canto. Brahma's prayers. There is one verse where Sthane Sthitam Shrutigatam Tanuvan Manobhirutam.
Huh?
Sthane Sthitam means one should stay at one place.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, that is the verse, Age Kaho. That same verse when Ramanandrai says in Ramanand Samhita Skuli. Means I could not understand why it is beginning of devotional service. How that is the beginning, means why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt so happy and said Age Kaho, means in that it's like mostly Brahman or impersonal like that.
What is your question exactly? I understand the verse, now what is your question based on this verse? You're kind of fusing Brahmastuti with Ramananda Sambhag. I'm a little confused, what are you trying to do here?
My question is, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the hidden secret in that? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is okay, now go ahead, Age Kaho.
Yeah, it's not external.
Yes, there's secret in that.
Because the other ones he says Baya.
Yes, yes.
The other ones are Baya, and this is okay, but Age Kaho, go further. What's the... This is portion of a verse. What number of verse?
10th canto, 14th chapter, 5th or 6th
verse. 5th or 6th verse of chapter 14 of Brahmastuti, Prayers of Brahma, 10th canto. What are the lines you remember?
I remember the whole verse, but now I don't
remember. No, what? Please tell me the lines that you remember. Sthane
sthiti. Sthane sthitam shruti gatam tanuvan manobhir. Sit in one place and hear with mind, heart, intelligence.
I know the meaning. Just tell me the lines.
Sthane sthitam shruti gatam tanuvan manobhir. Ye prayaso jita jito apistai strilokyam.
So your question is, why did Lord Chaitanya not relegate this to external and accepted it as a valid means to reach the goal of life? Because the question Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy is, what is the goal of human life and what is the means to attain the goal of life? How to attain it? So he said many things, karma samarpanam, karma, sannyas yoga, and many things he said, and Lord Chaitanya said they're bhaya, they're external. And then he started saying, this is okay, but speak a little deeper, go a little further. Age means go further. We're at a good place, but go a little fast forward, go a little further. So you're saying, why did Lord Chaitanya not reject this? Because in this verse, these lines that you mentioned are fully applicable to the path of Raghunuga Bhakti. Each word of this verse, each word of these two lines, sthane sthitam,
shrutigatam.
So this verse says, you come, because we say the same thing, Rupa Goswami Pad says, and all the Rasik Jans say, go to a Leela Stali, sthitam. Go and fix yourself in a Leela Stali, a pastime place of Radha and Krishna, like Nidibhan. Nidibhan is a past, live in Nidibhan, or nearby Nidibhan, outside, across the street. Live near Sevakunj. Live near Dear Samir. Live near Dwarasaditya Tila. Live near Kaliya Daha. Live near Yamuna Pulina. Live near Leela Stali. Live in Radhakund. Live in Barsana. Live in Gavravan. You understand. And then what do you do when you're there? You hear Rasakata. Sthane sthitam shruti. It says, you hear shruti. Shruti?
Shruti gatham.
You hear Rasakata while living. You hear Rasakata, topics about Radha and Krishna, by living in a pastime place of Radha and Krishna Leela. Then you'll attain the gati. You'll go forward. Right? To Goloka Vrindavan. And it's Nitya Seva, Eternal Seva, Radha and Krishna. And then next line?
Tanuvan Manobhir.
Yeah. With your body, Tan, Manobhir. With your body, Tanu. And your man, with your body and your mind, Bir, your strength, your power, your words. Everything you should submit to that holy place and submit to this Leela Kata and this Rasa Kata, Radha Krishna Kata, and you'll attain Prem City. So Lord Chaitanya said, this is part of Rag Marg. This is okay. These are elements. Each word in this verse of Brahma Stuti is acceptable to the goal of... because Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy to start the whole starting of Ramananda Samvag and Madhya Leela Chapter 8 of Chaitanya Charitamrita is, please tell me what is the goal of human life and what is the means to attain it. So the goal of human life is service of Radha and Krishna in the Kunjas of Vrindavan and the Gopi Bhav. The goal of human life, according to Lord Chaitanya, which he accepted fully in his teachings of Madhya Leela Chapter 8, is to serve Radha and Krishna in the Kunjas, Nikunjas, Radha and Krishna enjoying together in Madhurya Leela, amorous loving pastimes, in the mood of a Sakhi and Gopi. And the way to attain, because Lord Chaitanya said, yes, this is the goal of life. You've now reached the goal of human life. Now he said, now how do you attain this goal of life? Then Ramananda said, you have to follow Raghunuga Bhakti. And he said, how do you do that? So then he describes Raghunuga Bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya said, this is the goal of life, Radha Krishna Yugalopasana, Radha Krishna Nikunjame Radha Krishna Yugalopasana, to worship Radha Krishna Nikunja, and all different Leela stans. So this verse is very, this Brahma Stuti, 14th chapter, 10th canto, verse 5, 6, is all nourishing. This is anukulya and favorable for Raghunuga Bhakti. Do you understand? So he accepted that as part of it.
But Brahmadev, when he spoke or when I read the translation, it is not like, means now it is clear. But there it is.
Every book needs a teacher. Without a guru, without a teacher, how can anyone know Shastra? Tadvithi pranipatena pariprashnena sevya upadikshanti te gyanam gyani das tattva darshana. The guru is tattva gyani. Tattva gyani. What is the tattva? The tattva is the shastra. Tattva gyani. He knows some shastras, so he knows some shastras, so he can speak. So then your pariprashna there. Why does Krishna say take a guru and ask questions? He doesn't say take a guru and don't read the books and you'll know everything. You ask the guru questions about the books. This is in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 34. Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Tadvidi pranipatena. Tadvidi. Tadveda. Tadvid. You want to know that? Krishna is telling Arjuna. Arjuna, do you want to know the truth? Chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 34. Tadvidi pranipatena. If you want to know the truth, then go to the truth personified. Go meet the truth personified and lie at truth personified, whether the truth personified be a stri or admi, a man or woman. Lie at the feet of that guru ma or guru dev. Pranipatena. Pranipatena means dandavat. Lie at the feet with a straw between your teeth. I fully submit to you. I fully surrender unto you. I want to learn from you. I want to be your disciple. This is a shishya. And Bhagavad Gita chapter 2 verse 7, Karpanya Dosho. Muda Cheta. My Chitta, my Muda. He said, Arjuna is telling in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita verse 7, he's saying, I am Muda, my Chit. Oh, Krishna, my Chit, my brain, my thinking is Muda. I'm an ass, I'm stupid, I'm foolish. Go ahead. Brui, tell me something for my good, Shreyas. Tell me something. And Krishna is saying, you're telling me you're a fool, and your intelligence is like an ass, and you think like an ass, and you don't understand. You're muda chetaha, and you're telling me, so please tell me about good for me, but there's something more required. So then what does Arjuna say? Shishyasteham mam. Shari mam twam prapanam. Twam prapanam. In chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 7, he says, Shishyasteham mam. Shari mam twam prapanam. He says, Shishyastwam. Twam you, Shishya, I. And then aham, I am your shishya. I surrender to you. I'm surrendering to you as your disciple. Now please tell me. Bruhitanme. Bruhitanme. Ji? Ji. So this is the point. Lord Chaitanya is the Raghunuga Bhakti. He came. Rag Bhakti Prachar, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's two purposes Lord Chaitanya came. To establish the Dharma of Yuga Dharma Nam Sankirtan. The other is to relish the Ras of Radharani, to relish the Mahabhava of Radharani, and the Ras of Radharani, and to preach the Bhakti to attain that Radharani. These are the two aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bahir Karan, Antar Karan. External reason and internal reason. Cause. Hare Krishna, Harinam Sankirtan, Param Bijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Ki Jai. But then he says, Rag Bhakti Prachar, right there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have come into this world to preach Raghunuga Bhakti. So therefore the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya, Nityananda Parivar, Advaita Parivar, Gadadhar Parivar, all the Parivars, all the family lines, all the traditional Guru Shishya lines, since 500 years they're teaching Raghunuga Bhakti. They're following Raghunuga Bhakti. And then some mission comes up in the last 50, 80 years. They say, no Raghunuga Bhakti, only Vaidhi Bhakti. Some new introduction. But 500 years of tradition is Rag Marg. This is Gaudiya Sampradaya means Raghunuga Bhakti. This is a teaching. Jai Ho Panachi Radhi Radhi. This is the. Any Pushtak up Lelo? This is the actual Siddhanta and the conclusion. Do you understand? Sri Krishna Bhagavan Aki.